Stephanie, tell me your story.
One day, a boy was at his house, and he was playing like, I know, marbles with his friends, and then his mom asked him because they were making supper, and his friend was coming home, and his friend had to go home because they were making supper, and the mom didn't have any bread or milk, so she asked if he would go to the store. On the way there, he saw a big stack of cookies, and he thought his mother wouldn't mind if he bought a box of them. But when he took the box that was at the bottom, they all came down in a big tumble, and he was shocked, and he didn't know if mother would appreciate that. He got really scared, and then the owner of the store came up and started growling at him, and then he got really scared and he ran home.
Yeah. Okay, Stephanie, go ahead and tell me your story here.
A long time ago, there was a little elephant named Ella, and she was playing with her best friend, Jerome the giraffe. They were playing along the swimming pool, and as they were playing past with the ball went inside the pool. They were shocked, and they were very shocked. Ella the elephant didn't know how to swim, so Jerome the giraffe had to go in and try to get the ball. When he got the ball, he gave it to Ella the elephant. Ella was very happy. Jerome was also very happy because he liked Ella, and Ella now really liked him.
All right, Stephanie, go ahead and tell me your story.
A long time ago, there were two friends. There was Rochelle the elephant and Bob the giraffe, and they were going to have a swimming in the swimming pool, but then they saw a sign that said no running. Rochelle the elephant didn't recognize it, so she started running along the swimming pool. Then when she was running, she slipped and fell. And she skinned her knee, and she started to cry. Jerome came running to see what had happened. After he started to care for her, the lifeguard came and checked what was wrong, and he saw that Rochelle the elephant was running and she slipped, and that she didn't see the sign that she hurt herself. The lifeguard put a big bandage on where she skinned her knee, and Rochelle felt much better. As the lifeguard carried Rochelle back to the bench, Jerome comforted her. And then the lifeguard spotted the sign, and he told Rochelle that the sign was there, and that she missed the sign, and that she should never run again.
All right, Stephanie, go ahead and tell me the story.
Here we are again with Rochelle the elephant and Bob the giraffe. Bob was showing off his new airplane that he got from his grandma for his birthday. Rochelle was very happy. She thought that it was very interesting. So when they started to play with it, Jerome showed her a trick that he found out with the airplane. Rochelle was very shocked and surprised. Rochelle liked it so much that she stole it out of Bob's hands and started to play with it herself. Bob didn't know what was happening, but when she played with it, it fell inside the swimming pool. Bob got kind of sad. But then, not only did he get sad, but he got really mad at Rochelle, and he said, "Rochelle, now you have to go get it." But Rochelle didn't know how to swim, so they called over the lifeguard to go get it, because Rochelle didn't know how to swim, and Bob thought it was only fair that she had to get it because she threw it into the pool. The lifeguard said, "Well, you're not. Why did you throw it into the pool?" And Rochelle said, "It's just an accident." And the lifeguard said, "Well, why did you take it out of Bob's hands anyway?" She said, "Well, it was very interesting, and I just wanted to see it." "Well, next time you should ask." And Rochelle said, "Can you please get it?" So he tried to get it, and he tried and tried. But he couldn't get it. Jerome started to feel sad that he'd never get it again. Finally, Rochelle's mother came and had a big, long net, and she was about to get it. And she got it. With the big net, she got the airplane all safe and sound, no broken pieces. So then she gave it to Bob. Bob started to get very happy and very excited that he could play with it again. He hugged and hugged it so much, and now Rochelle was happy that he had it back.
All right, Stephanie. All right, go ahead, Stephanie. Tell me your story.
Last week there was a bunny named Babs and a dog named Michelle. Babs was walking on her way to just on a walk, and then she saw Michelle playing in the sandbox and building a sandcastle. She thought it would be fun, and she wanted to play too. So Michelle let her play with her, and they were making sandcastles and all different kinds of animals. So then when Babs poured her bucket of sand all over top of the castle, it broke it. Michelle was so sad. So was Babs. She thought it'd make it better, but instead it made it worse. Michelle started to cry, and she started to find her sandcastle again, but it was all coated with sand, but by the big bucket of sand. Babs looked embarrassed because she broke it, and now her friend was crying.
Yeah. All right, Stephanie, go ahead and tell me the story then.
Here we are again with Babs and Michelle. Babs was walking along in the forest when she caught up with Michelle. They were going on a walk to a picnic. Michelle said, "Oh, look at the perfect view." And Babs said, "It's so beautiful. Why don't we have a picnic right here?" So they did. And Babs brought a lot. He ran cake, submarine, sandwich, pickles, cheese, chips, and almost anything you could think of. And Michelle only brought a couple of things, only things she needed. Babs was eating everything.
Excuse me.
After Michelle was finishing her juice and her sandwich, Babs was done everything. He had a gigantic stomach and started to burp the ABCs. Babs got really dizzy and felt sleepy when Michelle was just about to finish her juice and sandwich. Babs fell asleep. So when he was sleeping, Michelle phoned the doctor because he was really dizzy and he didn't look very good. So when the doctor came, she hurried over and told the doctor to come and see what was wrong. Michelle kept dragging her over, but when they were just a couple feet away, the doctor said, "He's just sleeping. He ate too much. Don't worry, he'll just be a couple minutes when he'll get better." But she said, "But he doesn't look very good. You should come and see." But she didn't want to come and see. So she did, and when she tapped him on the head, he started to bark, even though he was the rabbit. The doctor thought something was wrong, but then when she checked him, he was just right. All he did was eat a little too many chips.
ahead.
Last year, it was in the middle of the springtime. There was a dog named Sarah and a rabbit named Christopher. As Sarah was walking with her new wagon that she got from a parade, that she won from a parade with a balloon that she also got from the parade, she was walking in Plymouth. When Christopher saw it, he wanted to play too. He loved the balloon. He thought it was the best part of everything. He wanted to see it even closer because it was high in the sky. So when he wanted to untie it just so he could see it just a little more, Sarah thought maybe he shouldn't do it, but then she thought, well, maybe I'll get to see it closer too. But when he let go, the balloon started to sail up high in the sky. Sarah started to feel sad and that she'd never see it again. And Christopher was very sad because he wanted to see it even closer, but he didn't get it because he let it off. But then Sarah got really mad at Christopher because he let her favorite balloon off, and she started to throw a fit. Then a guy was walking down the street with billions of balloons. While Sarah was still being mad at Christopher spotted him, and he thought maybe he should buy a balloon for her. So he said, "Can I have one of those balloons? And can I have a purple one?" He said, "Sure." And the purple one was the biggest one. So he gave it to her, and as he was walking, Sarah started to feel a little happier because he bought a balloon for her. At least she thought. But when he looked in his pocket to buy a balloon, he didn't have any money. So then the guy that owned the balloon said, "You can't have it because you have no money." So Sarah started to walk towards him. So Christopher put his hands in his pocket, still trying to find something, and the guy said, "Well, you know what, just because you let her balloon off, and since you're my grandson, I'll let you have a balloon for free." But then he changed his mind again because he thought, well, even though he let it off, he should still buy it for her. So then they saw his mom walking down the street, and she said, "Mom, can I have 5 cents?" And she didn't hear him, so then she said it again. He said, "I need 5 cents, but I have none because I let Sarah's balloon go, and she really wants another one." So the lady paid the man 5 cents, 10 cents actually, so that they could both have a balloon. They were really happy, and they hugged them, and they hugged the balloons a lot. And then they said thank you to Christopher's mom, and then they went off to play again.
The end.